Welcome to another episode of Etc. 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 podcast. I'm your host, P. Nicole. We meet another week, and this week has been going pretty good. Still in a little transition, but coming toward the end of that. I'm learning that our life is always transition, right? You get comfortable in one space, and life will throw you another loom for another space, or life will shift you here and shift you there. So I guess you have to learn to roll with the punches. That's just life. It's different chapters, different journeys. So I know we all can relate to that. So, but yeah, this week I'm feeling good, feeling positive, feeling motivated, and I hope you're doing the same. I hope this particular recording finds you healthy and happy. This week, the topic, you guys know I always think about what I want to talk about, or something happens in my life and I get an aha moment and I use that to bring to the podcast. So this week's topic is manipulation. Manipulation. Manipulation is an interesting concept. I think we all tend to use it at different times, but I do feel some people are conscious of it, some people are not. Some people are very conscious of it, to be honest, very conscious. But I also think there's different levels to manipulation, so you have to be very careful in how you're using your manipulation. Some can manipulate a person to be better. You may manipulate them to, you may say, hey, let's meet up Saturday at 2 p.m. I want you to come out to this event. And maybe really you signed them up for a bodybuilding contest, or you signed them up for a contest, art contest, because you know they're good at art, or you signed them up for a speaking engagement because you know they're really good at speaking. You signed them up for a music contest because you know they're good at music. So that could be a form of manipulation as well, but that's for the good. That's trying to push somebody into their purpose, or you see they have real talent, or you believe in them. So that's one form of it. There's other forms of it that is not so good. And let's deal with the definition itself. Manipulation, the act of controlling someone or something to gain advantage. The act of controlling someone or something to gain advantage. Now, you ask yourself, in what instance would I need to control someone so I can gain? Because again, remember, it's so you can gain something. Why would I want to put myself in a position where I gain and they don't? Well, that would be to get the upper hand, right? Some people manipulate themselves through their professional career, certain jobs. Some people manipulate on their resume, say they have skills they don't have. Some people manipulate in relationships, start relationships and say, oh, I'm good, I'm church going, I'm God fearing, and no, they haven't been to church in probably 10 years. But they know you're interested in it, so they use that tactic to get close to you. Mm-hmm. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Y'all know where I'm going. Be very careful and mindful of people like that. We do have a lot of manipulators in this world. Again, I think there's levels to it, and I think it depends on what they're using it for. They can manipulate you to be better, to push you further in life, or they can manipulate you to do what they want you to do and to be in control and get the upper hand. Manipulators use different tactics. Some of the tactics they use is to influence others. They may lie. They may guilt trip, and they may gaslight you. Now, this term gaslighting, we've been hearing a lot of lately. I mean, you hear it all over in podcasts and talk shows and radio and TV shows. It's all over gaslighting, gaslighting, gaslighting. Gaslighting can be very essential for a manipulator. They can play dumb. They can play they don't know what you're talking about when they know very well what you're talking about. It could be an incident where you say, I lost my money in the last time I had it or had my wallet or purse. I was around so-and-so. And you go around so-and-so and ask if they see it, and they can say, well, you know, you lose stuff all the time. Well, that's kind of them gaslighting you with the intent that maybe they did steal from you. Just the thought, right? But they'll gaslight you instead and say, well, you know, you lose stuff all the time, so who knows where is it at? In the back of their mind, they know they did take your belongings. That's manipulation. You have to be very careful. Some will lie, flat out lie. Flat out say, no, I didn't do that when they did do it. Flat out say, no, I never used your car to go to the store that night. You were asleep and you don't really remember that night, and know very well they did use your car. So it's a very sensitive tactic that people use, but I've learned that a lot of people manipulate people throughout this world and throughout this life. You have to use your sense of discernment to know when you're being manipulated. Again, you have to use your sense of discernment to know when you're being manipulated. Know who means you good and know who does not mean you good. Because you will be approached with people throughout your life. Some who really mean you good and want the best for you. Others not so much. Another topic I want to hit on, and this is kind of a very sensitive topic with manipulation, but the manipulation of children, it does go on. The unfortunate thing for the children is they don't understand manipulation quite yet. They don't even know they're being manipulated. Parents can manipulate their children. Parents can manipulate their children to play each other against each other. Parents can manipulate their children to use the children to get what they really want to get out of someone. Let's not all get quiet. We know this happens. This definitely goes on, correct? So, but like I said, unfortunately for the children, they don't understand the art of manipulation. So there's no way for them to combat it until you get a little older and understand the concept of it all. You're just going to take everything as face value. You're going to believe everybody as face value. Children are very innocent. They just believe whatever you say and what you present. They don't know if you said you went to work today, you didn't go to work today. They're taking what you said to believe it. They don't know if you said I paid for the summer trip that you really didn't pay for the summer trip. They're believing that come summer, I'm going on that trip because that's what you told me. The art of manipulation. This is throughout all our lives, and we've all been approached with it at different times, different spaces, different levels. Just be very careful with the art of manipulation. Manipulation can be emotionally and mentally damaging to a person. And I think that's very true for a person who doesn't even know they're being manipulated. Because if you're not aware, you don't know the damage that it's doing because you're not even aware of it. That goes back to that sense of discernment. You can be powerless with the manipulator. Something my mom used to always tell me. She said, you could be aware, you could be knowledgeable, you can be all those things, and that's great. But if a person really wants to fool you, they will fool you. If their job, if their goal in life is to get up every morning and their goal is to say, I want to fool P. Nicole, eventually they're gonna accomplish that. Now, only thing you can do is be aware when you've been fooled so that next time it won't work. But make no mistake, if their job is to get up every day to fool you or confuse or to manipulate you, they're probably gonna achieve that. They're gonna be successful. That doesn't mean they're gonna always be successful once you realize that's what they're doing. So I'm gonna give you guys, my audience, the same advice. If somebody's goal is to wake up every day and manipulate you, they're probably gonna be successful at it at some point. Just know that. But then it's up to you to pay attention and to realize, how many times will I allow that to happen? How many times will I put up with it? At one point, will I recognize that's what you're doing? Manipulation. The art of manipulation. Different levels, different devils. Different levels, different devils. Just be aware, stay aware. Please get connected to the God above you, the God within you. Get connected to the universe. Get connected to Mother Nature. It will teach you discernment. You will definitely need discernment in this world we're living in now. Trust me, you will definitely need it. Something to you know, jog your thought about. Something to give you some mind thoughts about. Something to ponder on in the car, on doing your workout, or just working from home. Something to think about, the art of manipulation. Are you a manipulator? or you getting manipulated? Ask yourself that. Well, it's your girl P. Nicole. That's the message for the week. Please, please, please follow me on all social medias. I'm really big. I want to finish this year out. We're halfway through. With hearing from my audience, connecting more, being more consistent with that, I want you to give me some topics. What would you like to talk about? What would you like to hear about? I'm open, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Podcast is an open platform. It could be personal to fun to controversial. Nothing is off limits for me. So definitely reach out. My Facebook is et cetera, et cetera, et cetera podcast. My YouTube is et cetera, et cetera, et cetera podcast. My IG is ETCX3 podcast. That's ETCX3 podcast. My Twitter is ETC_X3 podcast. That's ETC_X3 podcast. Remember to stay happy and healthy. Peace.
I spark minds that shine their truth, provoking thought like Pac in the booth. I am woman, I am goddess, I am queen, raising frequencies of high self-esteem, self-love, self-worth, self-respect. My king I protect like in the game of chess. Yes, you've tuned in to higher vibrations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's like a cosmic radio station. Tune in with intuition, no topic off limits, my intention. You leave healed and whole. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, P. Nicole.